Welcome back to the Mom Start a Business podcast. I am your host, Cami Langston, and I am excited to be here and talk with you today about all things automating Instagram. So what do I mean by that? I want to talk today about how you can create automated income with Instagram. So you've probably seen it's kind of blown up with especially the big influencers and the big Instagram gurus all about automation and that whole concept of they put out a reel, they say comment a keyword on their post, and then when you do, it automatically responds with a comment and or a DM that gives you the link to whatever it is that they were talking about. Maybe it's a freebie, maybe it's their course, maybe it's their upcoming launch, maybe it's their cute dress that they found on Amazon, right? So they're using it for all sorts of things, but it's automating the process where all you have to do is show up and post the reel, and then automation takes over the rest. So I want to talk about what that looks like, how you can implement it in your business, and why you would even want to. So first, let's start there. Why would you even want to do this, right? You may be even thinking like, I mean, I could just respond to the comments, right? Like I only get 3 comments anyways. I could respond to them. And that is very true. But there is more to it than that. Our goal here as a mom, as an entrepreneur, at least for those of you that are listening here, I know that you are passionate about being both a profitable entrepreneur, but more importantly, a present mother. You don't want to just start a business to start a business and take you away from your family. You are wanting to create a business that fits into your family life and fits into the things that you've got going with your family, not something that takes you away. You don't want to spend your whole day on your phone. You don't want to spend your whole day chatting back and forth. You don't want to spend your whole day on sales calls, right? Like you are wanting to create a business that allows you to show up as little as possible and make the most income and the most impact while you are with your family. And so having this automation in your Instagram is going to help you do that. So that's kind of the first reason is obviously you, right? It allows you to free up your time. This is great for you. You can, like I said, just post your reel. So you have, obviously you've got to spend some time creating the content, which we can talk about that another time of how you can streamline that and take less time doing that. You do have to create the content, post it, but then the rest can be automated. So even if you only have a few comments, what I find for myself is if I know that I need to be responding to comments, then I'm going to keep checking and I'm going to keep coming back to Instagram and opening it up when I don't need to be, right? Like I could just set it and forget it. And so it just really frees up your time and your mental energy to know that like that's taken care of. The other reason that this is so great is for your audience. We live in a very instant gratification world. People want what they want and they want it right now. So when they see a reel that tells them about your new free download or they see that new dress that they want that you're sharing, they want it now. They want to take action on that now. And they're more likely to take action on it now. And so when you can have that automation that instantly gives them the link that they want, they're much more likely to take action on it. And they're happy for it. It's something that they want, right? So we don't want them to have to wait around for you to be back on Instagram to be able to send them the link. We want them to get it instantly, get it right away. And this automation allows for that. And then the third reason is for Instagram. I mean, let's face it, if you are on Instagram, as much as we don't want to conform and do what they want and we want to do it our way, ultimately, if we want to get our stuff seen, we do have to appease the Instagram gods at play here. And so that's the algorithm, right? The algorithm is what decides what gets shown to who and to how many people. And one of the biggest indicators to the algorithm that people like your stuff and that it should be shown to more people is if they are engaging with it, if they are commenting. And even those comments that are automatically being replied back are adding to that content or the comment count, right? And so it's adding that engagement. And so then it's kind of like this cycle where because of the automation, people are commenting to be able to get this stuff, right? Because you're telling them to, that's how it works. And then because of the comments, because more people are commenting, it's going to be shown to more people. And when it's shown to more people are commenting, and so on and so on. And so it's just this cycle that works in your favor to appease Instagram and get you more eyes on your content. So that's really why we want to do this. Okay. That is why it's so helpful to have this Instagram automation. So for you to free up your time, for your audience to give them that instant gratification, give them what it is that they want right away. And then for Instagram to give Instagram what it wants, which is engagement and showing that people want your stuff. Okay. So now let's talk about how this actually works, right? How this whole system works. Now, I know this is a podcast. I would love to give you a visual. And if you are like, yes, I'm on board, I really want to learn more about this, I'll tell you more about this later too, but I am hosting a free training next week on April 24th. It's a Wednesday at 10:30 Central Time. So I am hosting a free workshop where I'm going to be going over all of this more in depth. I am going to have visuals. I'm going to show you the tech, all of that. So definitely if you want to dive deeper into this and start implementing it for yourself, you can sign up for that at momstartabusiness.com/automate. You can sign up there and you'll get all the details and the invite. There will be a replay. So even if you can't make it live, sign up and you'll get the replay. Okay, so let's talk about, I'm going to do my best to describe this without visuals, okay? But what we are going for here really comes down to what I call the profit machine, right? We want to create a profit machine where we have a product that we are selling, we have people that we are selling to, and we have a process to get those people to the product. And in order to do that, we use what I call the ABCs of a profit machine. So let's go through those ABCs just real fast. Again, this is easier with visuals, but again, come to that training and I will have the visuals. So A stands for attract or attention. You have to get people's attention to get in front of more people, right? Like if you want more people to see your stuff, you have to go out and get in front of them. So for this use case, for this Instagram funnel, your attract, your attention is the reel. It is using that reel that people are, or Instagram is pushing out to more people. So we obviously want to create content that is getting in front of people, that people want to consume, that is hooking people in, right? You're seeing all the things on Instagram about hooks. They're important. You got to hook people in. You've got to get their attention and bring them in. That is what the reel is doing. Okay. So that's your first piece is the A. Then we've got B. B stands for build connection, build authority, and build context. This is going to happen sometimes in your reel. You might be kind of building that context for what it is that you help people with. You may be building your authority by sharing a quick tip, showing that your stuff, maybe you're even sharing a case study. You're showing that you are the authority. And then you want to build context, which is setting up your product, essentially. You want to set it up, set the stage, like why people even need to worry about this, right? So you're going to be doing that maybe in the reel itself, but for sure in the caption. Okay, this is where you can maybe, depending on the type of reel, right? If it's a talking head reel, you're going to be doing more of this in the reel itself. If it's like a B-roll type of reel where you've just got text and like some random video and some like a trending audio, then it's going to be more in the caption. So this is where you're building that connection. Then C is convert. So the convert in this case is going to be calling them to action to convert them, right, into a lead or into a sale, whatever it is that you are promoting. So you're going to say comment a keyword, right? And then that is what's going to send them. So the first conversion, the first action that they're taking is just that comment. But then you're going to send them in the DMs a link to whatever it is you're talking about. So this is where you can link to your freebie. This is where you can link to maybe your low ticket offer. Maybe you can link to your upcoming webinar, right? So whatever it is that you're wanting to take them to, that is what you're going to link them to. So then they're going to need to take another action, right? And click on that, go to the landing page and sign up there. There's some different ways you can do it, but that's just kind of the basic of how you can do that. So you're converting them either into a lead or into a sale. And then the rest of it really doesn't happen on Instagram. So I'm just going to kind of briefly go over it because it is important, but this is not necessarily the episode for that. So D stands for deliver. So whatever it is that you promised, whether it's the freebie or the course or whatever, you're going to deliver on that, right? You're going to give them what you promised. Then E, exceed expectations. So you're going to go above and beyond, really wow them, make them want to come back for more. And then F, you're going to gather feedback. So how you can improve, how you can make it better, but more importantly, testimonials, reviews, things that you can use to share. And then G, grow, so that you can get in front of more people and you can start this cycle over. Now, obviously, you can do this so many ways in your business, but for this episode, we're talking about how this works on Instagram. So again, it's just that A, attract, that's your reel. You are using the reels that Instagram is pushing out, right? Unfortunately, like static posts, your stories, those are mostly going to be seen by people that already follow you. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do those. Those are really actually more building the B. They're the build connection, build context, right? So someone may even just come in through a reel to follow you. And then you're still building that connection in your other posts and in your stories and things like that before they actually take that step with C of converting. So that's okay. But just realize that your reels are really the things that are going to get in front of new people. So that's the A. Okay. And then B, the build connection, right? So that's going to be in your caption. That's going to be in your talking head reels. That's going to be in your posts and your stories once people follow you. And then the C is calling them to action, the converting. That's going to be that comment, the keyword, right? That's then going to take them to a landing page, a sales page, an opt-in page, where then they can convert into a lead or into a sale. Okay. So that's how this works. So you may be thinking though, like, all right, cool, sounds good. But like, how do I actually set all of that up? And again, that is what we are going to dive into a lot deeper in my free training next week. So again, like sign up for that, momstartbusiness.com/automate. But I do want to touch on just kind of the tools that you do need for this. So first, obviously, if you are selling something, if you are selling a course or whatever, you need a platform to host that and take payment, right? You need somewhere to house all of that and take the actual payment. You need a page builder, right? A way for you to actually have a page that collects people's information, whether it is name and email for a freebie or taking their payment, right? And making the sale. So you need to be able to like build those pages. You are going to need a software that can automate. So connect to your Instagram and automate those comment replies in the DM, the automated DMs, okay? So you need a tool for that. And then obviously you're gonna need email here for following up. Like one, if somebody gets on your email list, right? To be able to continue to email them. If somebody does purchase, right? To be able to deliver all of that information, stay in contact with them. Right? We want to be emailing our people and continuing, because especially there's going to be people that don't buy right away, right? That just sign up for the email or the freebie. And so we want to make sure we're staying in contact with them. We want to continue to build on that connection and that authority and that context, right? And so a great way to do that is through your email. Okay, so those are kind of the main tools that you are going to need. And you can get all of those in different places. There are so many different tools that do those different things, but you can get all of those tools inside of Blessing Builder, which is my all-in-one software that gives you all of the tools that you need to start, grow, market, deliver, right? All of the things for your online business. If you want to check that out, you can go to blessingbuilder.io. It's got all the info there and you can see all of the different tools. It has everything you need for this process. Okay. Now you may have some questions of like, okay, this all sounds good. I could see how this could work for me, but what if I don't have anything to sell yet? Should I still use this? Should I still automate things on Instagram? Yes, 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 yes. Okay. You can for sure start building that email list. Okay. Just have a free resource. You can start sharing that, leading people. Previously, it was really hard to get people off of Instagram to your landing page. And this makes it so much easier. So it's so much easier for you to grow your email list through Instagram with this automation rather than having to send people to a link in your bio, right? Like they can just comment and it goes straight to their inbox and they can just sign up right then and there. Okay. So this is huge for growing your email list. So even if you don't have anything to sell yet, get started and you can start building your email list. So then when you do have something to sell, you actually have people to sell to. Okay. Now you may also be wondering like, okay, but what if I don't have many followers? Like, will this actually work? Like, I don't even have people commenting to need to automate. And I totally get that. Like 100% understand. If you go to my new Instagram account, Mom Start a Business, I, at the time of the recording, have 30 followers. I do not have very many followers. Okay. I just started the new account. I'm just starting to actually post like consistently there. And I started a new one because I really want to be hyper-focused. I don't want it to be just kind of my whole life and more like bigger personal brand. Like I want it to be very hyper-focused. And so that's why I started a new one. So it's small. I don't have followers or many followers. That's okay. The key here is you want to go ahead and get this set up because you never know what reel of yours is going to go viral. Okay. Just like little side story of my previous student, Amelia, we worked together to get her course launched and get her business all set up. And in the beginning, it wasn't huge. I mean, she kept going, she kept launching and she would make a few thousand here and a few thousand there and just kept going. And then just in the last like several months, she had one reel that all of a sudden just took off and she went from like 10,000 followers to she literally, I think today, just crossed 400,000 followers within the span of like 4 months. She literally went from like, I think she had 3,000 and I'm gonna have to have her on the podcast to walk through all of this. But literally, I think in October, she had 3,000 followers. By the end of the year, she had like maybe 15, 17, something like that, 1,000 followers. So a good number. And then in, I believe, January or February, that reel went completely viral. I mean, like we're talking millions. Several millions, and she went from like 17,000 to 100,000 followers in the course of like 36 hours. And then it just kept going. Like a week later, she was at 200,000. And then like 2 weeks later, she was at 300,000. And like I said, now she's at 400,000. So you never know like what's going to take off. And so it's so important to just already have it set. It's all like have all of your systems in place. She already had all of her systems in place. She already had her course and her funnel all set up. So once it blew up, then her sales could just immediately start taking off. She didn't have to scrounge to put it together and didn't get caught in this like, oh my goodness, I'm overwhelmed with all of these people. She was able to just like tap into that automation that she already had. So even if you don't have very many followers now, it's okay. Like just get it set up, Stay consistent. You never know when you are going to blow up, okay? Because I know you are. I believe for you that if you stay consistent, that this is going to take off for you, okay? All right. So then last thing I want to touch on is maybe you're thinking like, okay, this sounds good, but automation and all these different tools like sounds a little techie, and I am not techie. And I totally get that as well. And that's where I want to like reassure you that this does not have to be complicated. When you use the right tools, when you have the right support, it is not hard to get set up. And that's exactly what I want to help you with. So make sure that you get signed up for the training next week, momstartabusiness.com/automate. Again, I'm going to walk you through all of this. I'm going to show you the back end of the tech to see how it works, show you how easy it is to get set up, walk you through the steps, and show you how you can literally just like plug this into your business in like 30 minutes. Okay. So make sure you go to momstartabusiness.com/automate and get signed up for that training for next week. I'm really excited to dive deeper into this, help you get this set up for your business, whether you already have a successful offer and tons of followers and you are just needing to tap into automation, or you are like square one, don't have an offer, don't even maybe have an Instagram account for your business. Either way, wherever you're at, I would love to help you get this set up. So come join me for the training next week, momstartabusiness.com/automate. Again, it will be in the show notes if you want to sign up there. You can also go to Instagram and you can comment on any of my reels or send me a DM that just says automate and it will send you the link there. All right, until next time.